Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Today, we're tracking six stories that show one theme. Physical AI is moving from lab demos into real operations. And the question isn't whether the tech works in isolation, it's whether it survives the messy realities of deployment.
First up, Arrive AI's simulation-first drone approach. They're leaning on NVIDIA Isaac Sim and Blackwell GPUs to crank up training speed, which shortens iteration cycles and lowers lab costs. But simulations still need to map to real-world safety and operating costs.
Simulation gains matter when you can close the sim-to-field loop. Hardware-in-the-loop testing, realistic sensors, and fleet telemetrics are the glue here. If those pieces aren't fed back quickly, sim optimizations can create brittle policies that fail in daylight.
Roxas's M1 is another operations play, a multi-bay charging arm that tries to remove a depot bottleneck for robo-taxi and industrial fleets. Mechanically clever, but the hard work will be proving reliability across many vehicle types and mixed fleet schedules.
That kind of depot automation exposes integration pain points. Mechanical standards, connector wear, software APIs for scheduling, and predictable maintenance windows. Those are the deals that decide whether a charging arm saves money or just adds another conveyor of failures.
Deep Robotics' Lynx M20S pushes product capability. 35-kilogram payload on flat ground, tougher protection, and faster motion control for inspection and emergency response. It raises the baseline for what operators can ask a wheeled-legged platform to do.
But capability alone doesn't make deployments. Operators will test battery life under load, how the robot handles degraded sensors or debris, and how quickly a field team can recover it after a fall. Those logistics drive ROI as much as specs do.
Rich Tech appearing in Microsoft Marketplace is less about PR and more about procurement and cloud integration. Being an Azure native product simplifies enterprise buying, patching, and identity management. That's how robots start looking like IT assets, not toys.
That channel move also surfaces security, compliance, and lifecycle control. Marketplace distribution can standardize updates and provide telemetry hooks for enterprise monitoring, but it also concentrates supply chain risk if not vetted properly.
On the factory floor, GFT is taking a leap from detection to intervention. Three coordinated arms that remove or reposition faulty parts in real time. That's autonomy climbing up the decision stack from see to touch.
Stepping into intervention changes safety and traceability requirements. You need deterministic timing, human overwatch modes, and audit trails that link a removed part to a downstream inspection record. Otherwise, you trade one problem for another.
Cosmos Predict 2.5's tiny adapters, LoRa or DORA-style modules, make robot video models cheap to fine-tune and deploy. That lowers the bar for customizing perception models to specific cameras and tasks without retraining huge nets.
The catch is generalization and validation. Lightweight adapters can overfit to a lab camera or lighting. Operations teams will need rapid field validation suites to ensure those compact updates don't drift when sensor calibration or scene dynamics change.
Pulling these threads together, we're seeing a clear pattern. Faster software cycles, modular fine-tuning, and cloud distribution are turning physical robots into platforms. But the bottleneck is operational engineering, standards, validation, and maintenance.
From an economic view, vendors must prove they lower total cost of ownership. Early demos win customers' attention. Sustained uptime, predictable maintenance, and simple integration win contracts and scale deployments.
Imagine this. A drone trained in Isaac Sim uses a tiny Cosmos adapter for perception, returns to a Roxas depot to auto-charge, rolls into a Rich Tech-managed Azure workflow for tasking, and Lynx or GFT bots handle local interventions. A full-stack field trial in one line.
If there's a single synthesis, the technology stack is maturing into interoperable pieces, but the company that combines validation tools, operational processes, and clear economics will turn these innovations into reliable services.
That's it for today. Next roundup, we'll watch which pilots move from lab success to year one profit or headache.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.